Blog Talk Radio.
Signs of the times, revelations open your mind. Hear the trumpets blowing. Shalom to my Akhenatis. Be at peace. We gon' soon get set free. Hey,
told the Abba,
I'm a doctor. If I be, then my soul prosper. Strengthen my posture, deliver me from wicked imposters.
Yep.
Put my body under subjection, that's carnal lockup. Tend to the soil, good seeds that should have blossomed.
Really.
Nourish it with water from Abba, he sees the outcome.
True.
Pay no mind to the foolish, they playing possum. Put away childish behavior, come off colostrum.
Damn.
Flee from the lust of the flesh, remember Sodom. Pay no mind to commandments, that's rock bottom. Generation lost, my Abba restored your value. Take heed, the earth moves on with or without you. Vanity belongs on them hills, what it amounts to. My people touching all four corners, we coming out soon.
Really.
Store up good works towards them, he would announce you. Babylon is falling, young Aki, just look around you.
Hey,
you can see the signs of the times. Revelations open your mind.
You hear the trumpets blowing.
Shalom to my Aki, Aki, be at peace, we gon' soon be set free.
Hey,
you can see the signs of the times. Revelations open your mind.
You hear the trumpets blowing.
Shalom to my Aki, Aki, be at peace, we gon' soon be set free.
Hey,
see, when you gird it with spiritual armor, you know that the battles are far from within. To keep those things from coming to the surface, which is the flesh.
I read, hey. Peace, love, and light. I speak that in the spiritual, manifest in the physical. Insight, biblical, salvation is critical. Can't believe in God, not his word is hypocritical. Don't let the devil get to you, don't accept what he offer you. He gon' try to purchase you, but let him know your treasure stored in heaven. Get behind you, he know who's beside you. The gates of heaven open, and I just want you to walk through. Self-evaluation is a must. Plus, you gotta fight the demons and the lust. Plus, we at the end time, don't fall now. At first you didn't know, but now you know now. In the book of life, I hold my name written. Trying to do what I gotta do to get it. The hell with this world, I do not fit in. Gotta watch my step, can't keep slipping. In the book of life, I hold my name written. Trying to do what I gotta do to get it. The hell with this world, I do not fit in. Gotta watch my step, can't keep slipping.
Revelations open your mind.
You hear the trumpets blowing.
Shalom to my Akhenatis. Be at peace. We gon' soon be set free.
Hey.
You can see the signs of the times. Revelations open your mind.
You hear the trumpets blowing.
Shalom to my Akhenatis. Be at peace. We gon' soon be set free.
Hey.
You can see the signs of the times.
Revelations open your mind.
You hear the trumpets blowing. Shalom to my Akhenatis. Be at peace. We gon' soon be set free.
Hey.
I know we need to count it all joy when we fall into various trials, knowing that proving of your belief works is endurance. Hallelujah.
Forgive me, Abba Yahuwah, my ways were reckless.
Yeah.
Shameful before you, my praise is a broken record.
Dang.
Repent for my sins, inequity, transgression. Selfish and ways of a man hinder its blessing.
Truly.
Figure through these lessons we learn to give them reverence. Speak to myself in the process, related message.
Yep.
Looking at the youth and it seems like they got a death wish.
Dang.
Pray for your humbling Aki to give you leverage. And so we press on, I move into greater cause. Count on his laws, instructions to break your fault.
Yep.
Birth pain, similar woman with menopause.
Dang.
Matthew 24:8 explains it all. And
really.
None of all gone. But the clean don't make me start. Search me, I will refine my inner parts. Yeah. Blindfolded faith is like a shot in the dark. Read second answer is homie to get your spark.
True.
And I hope this introduction will cause you to switch lanes. Enmity with Abba is mutual exchange.
Yeah.
So I praise for my people you call to maintain. Obedience to your Abba will earn you his latter reign.
You can see the signs of the times.
Revelations open your mind.
You hear the trumpets blowing.
Shalom to my Akhenatis.
Be at peace. We can soon be set free.
Hey. You can see the signs of the times.
Revelations open your mind.
You hear the trumpets blowing.
Shalom to my Akhenatis.
Be at peace. We can soon be set free.
Hey.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Waking Up Israel Radio Show. I'm your host, Michael Israel. Today's topic is open discussion. However, I wanted to get into the burial, you know, Israelite burial traditions, culture, what's commanded of us of the Most High versus cremation, and the growing population, you know, around where we are, scattered amongst the Gentiles. I believe, and there's a difference in being in our homeland and as we are the diaspora scattered around. And I was hoping that maybe we can probably get into that and talk a little bit about that. All right. All right, let me open up the panel, y'all. Sorry for running a little late. Sorry, that's all I can say. I'm going through it, okay? But I'm still here. I'm still here, and I'm still hanging in there. Let me open up the panel, y'all. The speakerphone here. All right, there she goes, Sister Thel.
Yes.
All right,
shalom,
Brother
shalom,
Ronald.
Brother Micah.
All right.
Shalom
to you all. How y'all doing?
Yeah, doing great, brother.
All right. Okay. The topic of the show is open discussion. We can talk about any and everything, y'all. But I was kind of wanted us to at least touch on burial. I kind of looked into it and the Hebrew Israelites, they had a culture of burying, you know what I'm saying, burial, putting the body in the ground, covering it up with dirt, you know. Even when they was in Gentile lands, they was doing this culture, okay? One second, y'all.
Okay.
No, sir. No, sir, don't.
We're fixing to lock the gates.
Okay.
You want to stay in your truck overnight?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Sister Thel, something just kind of came up. Can you take it over for a second?
Okay, I believe we can. Thank you. Brother Ronald, I know that
put
you... Okay.
Let me put myself on mute.
Okay. Brother Ronald,
yes,
you had said that you have been in the truth for about 8 years, I believe you said. So maybe you can discuss some of the things that you've come across in your learning experience as you have traveled, you know, trying to find truth in your search. So why don't you probably just talk about a little bit of that, because Brother Micah really is going through some things right now, and he still want to try to do what we all want to do, is to just let people be aware and to wake people up and just let them know that we're not going to stop talking about, you know, waking up. We're not going to stop talking about the good news. And so you've been very valuable to us, because, you know, when he said just talk about it, I said we need to talk about it, because I absolutely didn't know much just from what he told me, and what he told me enlightened me to do a little research, and I researched a little bit. So and now, you know, he's talking about this portion of it, which I'm clueless. So if you can just kind of give us a general rundown, or even if you can have a few scriptures that you want to bring to the to enlighten us with, talking about such things. In the meantime, while you're doing that, since we're talking about the spiritual aspect of it, and we're talking about death as well, because you can't have a funeral without having a deceased body or spirit. So maybe you can come across some scriptures that kind of helps us as far as customs of Israelites that you've come across, in your opinion.
Okay.
All right. So, I'll let you have it.
Well, yeah. Yeah, well, whenever you expose truth, the enemy comes.
Yeah.
Comes in like a flood.
Yeah,
but
I think that's basically what's happening right now.
Exactly. Well, the Christian church, Sunday church, they don't expose truth. And if you're gonna be a believer, you have to expose the lies of this world, of this world system that we live in.
Yeah.
And we know that it says in Ephesians 6:10 that the devil is the god of this world. So he don't want you to He don't want you to expose truth. He wants you to continue to be blind. You know, like our other brothers and sisters are blind. You know.
Yeah.
But if we're gonna live for God, we got to expose a lot of these lies that we've been told for all these years. You know, especially
yeah.
that we were Gentiles. We're not Gentiles. We come from the line of Ham.
I don't understand how do they even come up with the idea, or how do they come to a point to tell us that? Because, you know, we was that coming up in Sunday school and all of that, and, you know, that's what they believe. Is there a reason why they believe that?
Because that's what they've been taught in these seminary schools. That we've been taught about. See, we were taught about the other nations. We weren't taught about.
Yeah.
We weren't taught the right way. See what I'm saying? And that's, yeah. in these seminary schools, they don't teach you the truth. They teach you a bunch of lies about our history. You know. So that's where that come from. You know.
Okay,
Go ahead.
You were about to say something about the pastors. I was going to say something about the pastors, too. They went to seminary, and they read the Bible, though. But wouldn't they have found out the truth? Wouldn't they have seen it as they read it and kind of, you know, that type thing? And I was just wondering, you know. Seem like to me they done studied long enough, and they studied, then surely the truth will come out to where they would ask questions themselves.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them know the truth. A lot of them know the truth, but they don't want to expose it. You know.
Okay, Brother Michael is back.
Yeah, I'm back, y'all. Sorry for the interruption.
No.
I'm going through it. Yeah. I wanted to kind of get it kicked off by kind of diving right deep into it. Hebrew Israelites of our scriptures and the culture, the land that they had, and kind of like what they did in Babylon or what they did in these various places in the scriptures, you know. But one thing that's kind of sticking out is that they went back and got the bones of their families that they buried and to bury them, you know, in their homeland. Okay, well, the only thing far as cremation that I came across, to see, they wanted to be, it's not a sin to be cremated. All right? It wasn't a sin to be cremated, but they wanted to be set apart from how the Gentiles all around them was practicing. You know, there was cremations way back then also. They wanted to be set apart from what they was doing. But there was not a law saying that one could not be cremated, right? They just had their cultures when one passed away is to be buried, you know. It's kind of the last respect that you pay an individual. Is to put them in the ground, right? And so it was basically that's what you get out of the scriptures, them paying their last respects to the dead. However, there is a couple scriptures where dealing with war and them dying in battle in war, and Saul and his sons, they cremated Saul and his sons. Basically to rid of what the Gentiles they was facing, who killed him, to get his clear his name, you know, for honor and respect. And that they used the fire as a cleansing type of, you know, way to get all the defiledness of what the Gentiles had done to him, you know what I'm saying? Him and his sons. So after which they took their ashes and bones and they buried them. That's what I come up with there. But yeah, I wanted to get into it because we are scattered, the diaspora scattered across Gentile lands. We're amongst the Gentiles, and we are not in our homeland. So a lot of things kind of, you know, this is one of those touchy topics that nobody really kind of goes in depth in. And I was just kind of hoping that maybe we can chime in, get our little perspective in there. That's all. Just to kind of nitpick at it, you know, put a little thought into it, you know, touch on it. We don't have to stay on this subject if we don't, you know, y'all choose not to. But I just thought it's one of those things that I kind of was very interested in.
Hmm.
All right. Anybody got any questions so far about it? Because if one of your questions would be if it's a sin, well, it's not a sin. You all right? And so that's really the most important part of it. You know, at the end of the day, right? It's about having us as Israelites being buried in our homeland. Seems like to me that's the theme of what we find in the scriptures. No matter where their bones are, the Israelites wanted to, at least, to take the bones of their family members, you know, from wherever they bury, and bury them in a tomb in the homeland, you know. Hmm. So you kind of see that in the scriptures. But the question that's at hand is, you know, burial versus cremation. On a spiritual level, is there something wrong with it on a spiritual level? And I haven't found anything. I was wondering if you guys, if y'all know anything, or what are y'all thoughts about it, you know, in general?
Well, Brother Ronald.
Oh. Okay. Brother Ronald, any thoughts on it?
Yeah.
Any thoughts about cremation and burial? Being, you know, in burial.
Wherever you at, Most I know where we at, so he ought to know that we're not in our homeland because it was prophesied that we was gonna be scattered throughout the four corners of the earth. So he knows exactly where we at, you know. And, you know, cremation. So wherever we at, he gonna come to get us. So when he come back,
you gonna come back.
Yeah, you gonna come back and take us back to our homeland.
Yeah, there
so,
is a scripture.
You don't have to worry about that.
Uh-huh. Right, there is
a
scripture.
You find a scripture on that?
Yeah.
Can you find
that? As far as the water giving up their dead, and you know, the mountains giving up their dead, every place is gonna give up their dead. That was that day
I
of judgment there, right? Yeah, I want to say so too. Uh-huh. I believe so.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Revelation
chapter 20. I'll check it out with you, man.
Yeah.
All right. You say, is it in chapter 20?
Yeah.
All right.
Revelation chapter 20. Let's see what verse we're starting at. I guess you can start at verse 1.
Hmm.
Oh, hold on. I think it's right here. Verse 12. Yes, it started at verse 11.
Chapter 20, verse 11?
Yeah.
Okay. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God.
See that?
And the books were open. Uh-huh. And the books
yeah.
were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire. All right.
Amen.
All right.
So we see here that the Most High knows where everybody at. You said
right.
And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. So some people,
yeah.
a lot of people died in the sea. Remember when we was brought over on slave ships, a lot of people died on the sea. They threw them overboard on the sea.
Because
there was disease. And, so a lot of people died in the sea, you know, which were in it. Yeah, it said, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. So hell is real, too. you know what I'm saying? Hell is real.
Right.
And they will judge every man according to their works. So the second death is the lake of fire. See what I'm saying? So in Revelation chapter 20, God is he's gonna judge the whole world, you know. And if your name is not found written in the book of life, the Bible says that you're gonna be cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. You see what I'm saying? So we want our name to be. We want our name to be found written in the book of life before we leave this earth. That's the goal. That's our goal, to have our name written in the book of life. And our name is already written in there if we have been redeemed by the Lamb. But we have to, the Bible says, those that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. So we don't have no guarantee that we're going to make it, but we know that salvation is on conditional terms. It's not unconditional. See what I'm saying? Because if salvation was unconditional, that means that we can sin all we want to and still make it to heaven, still make it to the kingdom. You know, that's not scripture. A lot of Baptist preachers, they preach that one time, once saved, always saved. Have y'all heard that before?
I heard that before.
Yeah.
Do you believe in
that?
In the Christian church, I heard
that
before.
Yeah, if it wasn't said just like that, it was more of a, it was hitting to that. Said in different ways, but same type of meaning. Mm-hmm.
Do y'all believe in it?
No.
Do y'all believe in that?
No.
You don't
believe
that once you save, you always save?
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
I believe there's a falling away that can happen.
Yeah.
And when you fall away from Christ, you're no longer in the same position that you was.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
So if you can fall away,
then,
I mean, you're not saved anymore.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
as far as cremation, though, basically what you're saying, it don't matter how we die or how we get buried in any type of ceremony, we just need to be right with the Most High and being the standards for Him.
Yeah.
Right?
The scripture says that flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of God. These bodies that we are in right now is just a tent. Let's get that right quick.
Okay.
2 Corinthians.
All right.
2 Corinthians. I think it's 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Yeah, we're going to start at verse 1 whenever y'all get there. Brother Michael, you can read it for me.
All right. Okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1.
Yeah, stop at 7. Stop at verse 7.
Okay, there go 5, verse 1. All right. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that...
Brother Micah, start that over again from verse 1.
For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon
with our
house.
Do you want me to read it, or have you
already got it? From... Oh, y'all can't hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. I can hear you.
What is it? Am
yeah,
I not reading it right, Sister Thale? Hello? Sister Thale?
Yeah. Is she still there?
Okay, something's going wrong, I guess.
Is she still there?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
All right, Sister Thale, can you hear me?
Did I?
Sister
Thale. Yeah, I can hear.
Can you hear me now, Sister Thale? All right. Let me see if it's something on my end.
Okay.
No, I got everybody's line open. All right. It must be our microphone. Our microphone or something is acting up. Sister Thale, can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay. Oh, you can't
okay.
hear me.
Okay, we are. Yeah.
Okay, there she go. She must
muted herself. I did have a problem with my microphone. Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna start on over.
You want to follow?
Yeah, I'm gonna start over.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem. No problem, Sister. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the self same thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight.
Yeah, stop right there.
Yeah.
You see where I say it says now he that worth us for the self-same thing as God, who also has given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. So we don't have all of it right now. He only gave us a portion of it. We don't have the full, because when Christ walked the earth, he lived in the Spirit 100%. He had the full measure. You know, he poured out, the Most High gave him the Spirit at 100%. That's why he was able to do all those things that he did. But we don't have the full earnest of the Spirit yet. We only have I don't know how much we have, but we have a small part of the Spirit. Each person.
Like a portion, because we all have different portions.
The disciples also was able to do amazing things. So that it was heightened with them also. But after them, it dwindled away. It dwindled away, that power that they had. It dwindled away,
yeah.
And we eventually got kicked out of the land. Well, they're still there. It still mm-hmm. hanged in there. The Catholic Church rose up, and Christianity became the national belief system of Rome. But, yeah, that's kind of vanished away with them. But what they've seen and what they're convinced of, you know, as proven by watching them and the way they acted and moving, they're talking about the Gentiles and the Christian church, how they rose up, they definitely saw something, you know. They definitely seen them bring a person back to life, heal the ones that were afflicted with different diseases or born with different issues, you know what I'm saying, with their bodies and stuff. Couldn't see, they're blind mm-hmm. or crippled, you know. They witnessed that, and they've been on a journey to reenact that, to bring that back. And whatever power that was, they wanted that. They wanted to be a part of that. And Christianity,
yeah.
It grew. It grew to what it is today, you know. I kind of foreseen the way this show is going so far. I kind of foreseen it because at the end of the day, cremation and burial, just like what you said there, Brother Ronald, it's a small part of what we really need to be focused on, and that's being right with the Most High, right? That's judgment. You know, having our minds and hearts
yeah.
right, you know. And
yeah.
so I kind of knew that. That's why I labeled it open discussion, because I just knew we wasn't just going to stay on this part very long, because you can be buried, you know, when you pass away, you have no control over your body no more. It's your family that's going to attend to you, and you're not responsible for whatever happens to your corpse. After that point, you see what I'm saying? So it is what it is, right? If it's by fire or they bury you under the water in the ocean to be ate up by fish, you know. However it comes to be, it's going to be, you know. But there is a tradition that we had. And that is wanting to bring our bones, wherever we bury that, bring our bones back to our homeland. But that isn't possible right now. So we can just continue doing what we're doing. Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Concerning cremation?
No, this is not about cremation. But it's a scripture that
okay.
we need to take in. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 7. But I don't think the Most High have a problem with us being cremated, because we're going back to the dust. That's why I'm bringing out this scripture right here.
Can you say Ecclesiastes
12, verse 7.
Okay. Brother Michael, you have it?
Almost. I'm at 11.
Okay.
All right, this is 12.
Okay, if you'll read it.
All right. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it.
Yeah.
Great.
All right. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Read the next verse.
Vanity of vanity, says the preacher, all is vanity.
Yeah. Yeah. Only thing that matters is, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, is this something similar to where I think the Messiah said that the dead bury the dead?
Right. Let the dead
when
bury
he said
the dead.
That, because I was just wondering, because that sounds like it's similar to vanity, because we, our relatives, our family is the one that's going through all of the ceremonial type thing, because once
right.
the person's, the spirit leaves the body, then of course, you know, that's, but
yeah,
as far as
yeah,
the,
exactly.
the dead corpse, well, then that's family and their ceremonial and emotional and all of that to do with that. But the spirit has already been separated.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So that means, in a nutshell, vanity. If you want to be buried in a golden box in a certain location, sits on the hill or whatever, you know, where your cemetery is all nice and neat and well kept, it doesn't mean nothing if it's in the woods with trees growing on top of it, you know, and nobody cut the yard and it's all bushes and animals running around. It's you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean a thing, you know. It's a you know, it's vanity.
Like you say,
you
vanity.
Know?
Yeah, vanity. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that's what I get out of that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But dealing with our history as Black Americans, and how we have, so many of us have already done passed away, like you said, through the sea, just boys coming over here. Was a deadly voyage in itself. And a lot of us fell into the ocean. And once we got here, we got mass graves for when they slaughtered so many of us and just kind of dumped us in the hole, you know, our bodies in the hole.
Yeah.
And not to mention feeding us to alligators and all type of horrific
mm-hmm.
things that have went down in this land. But yeah. So,
yeah.
But just being a shallow grave in the woods where animals were, you know, feasting on us, you know, on our corpse. Yeah. Especially being hanged from trees. So, it's one of those things, y'all.
I want to go to another scripture if y'all want to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Genesis chapter 35. Now this is when we was in our land. Genesis chapter 35, verse 18 and 19. This is trying to show y'all what happened to the body when it dies.
You said 35?
Yeah, Genesis 35, chapter 18 and 19, I mean.
And it came to pass, as her soul was in departing, for she died, that she called his name Ben-Oni. But his father called him Benjamin. And Rachel died and was buried in the way Ephraim, which is Bethlehem. That's Benjamin.
You see
mama,
that?
Rachel.
Yeah, you mm-hmm. see that? It says, and it came to pass as her soul was in departing. So when you die, the spirit leaves your soul. I mean, the spirit leaves your body.
Yeah.
That's why it says, go ahead, if you want to say something.
No, sir, you go right ahead. Continue.
That's why it says in Matthew chapter 10 or 28. Show y'all what Jesus said. Y'all want to throw it out? Matthew 10, 28.
To be absent with the body, present with the Lord.
That's another scripture. But I'll give you this other scripture.
Okay.
Give you another scripture. That's a good one, too, though. You
okay.
Matthew 10. Verse 28. Yeah, read that. Right. And get it. That's in red.
And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which are able to destroy both the soul and the body in hell.
Yeah. Mhm. Amen. Yeah. So not to worry about what kills the body. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't worry about what's going to happen to your body.
Go ahead. Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead, brother.
I just wanted to add in there is that there's a plethora of scriptures pointing us to have our mind and heart toward the Most High in Christ, you know, being saved in Christ. That's the overall kind of message that the whole script, all these scriptures, you know, will lean to. All right. And,
Yeah,
we can move on to another subject, y'all, because I don't want to constantly beat this dead horse. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But, it's definitely, that's the overall message that we kind of get from that. Yeah. So, with that said, speaking about burial and cremation, we kind of, just on this little talk so far, we kind of came to the conclusion that it doesn't matter how you, you know, be buried or however it goes, you know. But if there was a way that you can bring your family's bones back to your homeland, if it was to be in your lifetime, wouldn't cremation kind of be that way to go? You know, just saying. I'm just food for thought, you know. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just food for thought. You know, it doesn't matter, you know. So with that being said, y'all, I want to also kind of bring the attention to current events and kind of right back on that prepping thing again because there's a lot going on in our news. There's a lot of bad people out there, y'all, that are plotting and planning something very terrible. Okay, and I just here where I'm at right now, I just came across some characters that look very iffy. You know, I don't, you know, they look a little throwed off. You know what I'm saying? And that's all they thinking about is what's going on in the news and politics and things of that nature here in Georgia. That's where I'm at the moment.
But Brother Michael, you know, that is widespread all over the country.
Yeah,
people are up in arms with the federal elections and that type of thing. And then we still have the war going on in Ukraine. And, you know, this is we're just living in those last days. And people are just going wild with their thought patterns and their belief patterns. And truth is just far from it for a lot of them. They just don't see it. They don't recognize it. And lo and behold, I don't know what drives them. I just don't, except Satan. It has to be evil. If it's not good, it's the opposite of it. You know, if they do anything that's not, you know, Christ-like, I would say, then it's got to be the other. What do you think? I don't know.
Well, that's a two-way street because we're talking about the matrix here and the way they put it together and design and all these plans that everybody has, you know, agendas. And the overall agenda is what I'm kind of seeing. Is the survival of the, you know, country. And they kind of, from my observation, just kind of looking at it, they feel like it's under attack, you know, not physically under attack. It's more of a dealing with the banking system and money and politics under attack, you know. And they want to take everybody's rights away. And so they're kind of in this limbo of thoughts and conspiracies concerning just that their freedom is being taken away, you know, by the powers that be. And they kind of deem the powers to be, well, evil, you know, evil and wicked. And they are the ones that's going to give us this mark of the beast, you know. And they're attempting to fight the powers that be at every turn to prolong that prophecy.
So what are we doing about it, brother?
What are we doing as Israelites? Watching.
As Israelites. Just watching? Just waiting
watching
and continuing? Yeah.
Getting ready to run.
That's basically what we do. Well, we don't know where to run to, so.
Right.
Just stay out of
that circle.
Stay out of their way, huh?
Yeah. Right.
Brother Ronald, what do you think? What do you think, Brother Ronald? We just have to, I mean, we hear
gonna,
the news.
Yeah, I want to share with you what God said about it.
Okay.
I want to give you my thoughts.
Okay, what God say about the politics?
Proverbs.
All right. Proverbs. All right. Okay, there go Proverbs right there. Proverbs, what chapter?
16, verse 4.
All right. The preparation of the heart in man, and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirit. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. By mercy
right
and
there.
Truth, iniquity. Okay.
Yeah, you can read that one in this last one.
Okay.
Verse 6.
Yeah, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. All right, that was 6.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's focus on verse 1 and 2 and 3.
Okay. The preparation of the heart and man, and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of man are clean in his own eyes. But the Lord weigheth the spirit. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Verse 4.
Wise words. All right. The Lord has made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Okay.
He even made them.
So everything is
going to go in according to his purpose. You know what he's doing.
Oh, right on. Oh, yeah. He got the steering wheel, man. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, he maketh the evil wicked so he can punish the, you know, for the day of evil. He's going to punish all of them. So it's, this is kind of saying he's behind it all, you know. Almost like there's no choice. Almost like it's no choice, though. You know,
maybe
like
that's
he already
why they,
got it thought out and written out. Go ahead.
Like he used them for that too. He allows them to manipulate and do all the things that they're doing because. His plans is it will be fulfilled no matter what. So, yes. Yeah, so, you know, if people, you know, going to do what they're going to do and say the things they're going to do and create havoc and that type of thing, he just allows it them to happen and let them to do that because, in the essence, they're the ones bringing all this to fruition, I guess you can say that, because it's been prophesied already.
Yeah, and right on, and it kind of reminds me of a scripture, and I don't know if it's Exodus or it could have been, you know, I'm not even sure. It might have been Exodus, that he raised up Pharaoh just so his glory can be revealed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. it's almost
yeah.
like he, you know, he raised him up high just so everybody can be in awe, just so he can smite them down, and you know, his glory can
yeah.
be revealed just for that purpose. You know. So they everybody can see, you know.
See, he gonna do the same thing to he gonna do the same thing. See, Babylon, you know, in Revelation when it talks about the Great Babylon the Great.
Uh huh. Right.
See, now there was a Babylon that God destroyed in ancient times. See, but the symptoms still live on. You see what I'm saying? It passes
mm-hmm.
on from one nation to another, you know.
Right.
Because, yeah, so Babylon is a system. It's like a system, world system. That's ran
yeah.
by evil. That's ran by evil people. That does Satan. That does the devil's bidding on earth. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the Most High. He's going to do just what he did in Egypt, but this time it's going to be worldwide. It's going to be a worldwide exodus.
Yeah.
You're going to gather us from the four corners of the earth, but it's going to be a worldwide destruction. It's going to be even worse this time because
yeah.
it's going to be destroyed by fire this time. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, we got another caller in. Let me go ahead and open up the line to see if they got a question, a comment, or they want to be a part of the show. Let me find that out, all right? 1 second, y'all. Okay, Eric Cole, 682, you are online with us. You're on air. Eric Cole, 682.
Shalom, brother. This is Apostle Brother Malachi from the Lost Found Israelites, Forest Hill, Texas. I was just calling in just to listen and just to fellowship
okay.
and comment if I see anything, hear anything that requires
okay.
my inquiry.
How y'all doing? Right on. Well put.
Great. doing great, brother. Apostle Malachi.
We hanging in there, brother. We hanging in there. All right. I'm going to go ahead and put you back on hold. Well, I'll leave your mic open then. And you just kind of jump in if you like, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. As a matter of fact, it's at the top of the hour, y'all. Let's take a little break, and we'll meet up on the other side of the break, y'all. I'm going to close everybody's lines. All right. And I'm going to look for a song that kind of fit the moment right here. Let's see. What about baptism, right? Baptism, because that's what we want. All right, let's go wade in the water.
Let it flow.
of the break. I'm your host, Micah Israel. This is Waking Up Israel Radio Show. The call-in number is 563-999-3490. That's 563-999-3490. All right. Let's open up the panel again. All right. Let me go to them. Open everybody on up.
Okay.
All right. All right. Okay, I hope y'all enjoyed that little song during the break. It's one of my favorites.
It's becoming one of my favorites also.
Yeah, I thought it was a fitting song for the moment here. We've talking about a little bit of cremation and burial, you know, and I guess we all kind of came to the conclusion that, you know, it's about being with Christ and praising the Father, you know. And, you know, that's what matters, and being good standing with them rather than how we, more importantly with them other than our bones, what become of our bones. And if it's cremation or burial, it's kind of like, irrelevant, in that irrelevant zone there, you know. So I think that we kind of hit on that. And we also was hitting on current events, dealing with or what we're seeing in the news and in the media, and what we're subject to see just walk into the store or in the grocery store or whatever. There's these people that's amongst us who are they got some bad plans, man. They're definitely up to planning on something, you know. I don't know, but it's definitely that eerie feeling that you that I came in contact with, and like Sister Bell was saying, that's nationwide. They're all over and they're upset at the politics, what's going on, and you know, that's there. This is where we at right now. You know, and to me, in my opinion, it kind of seems like they're on the side of Russia, to me, you know, and they really can't stand the Democratic Party is where I'm kind of getting from it all, you know. So I don't know how this thing is unfolding or what's going to, you know, how this is going to be come to an end, you know. But when we get the signal, we gotta run. That's all I do. That's all I know, because something heavy is coming. But I really do see also before we gonna see hints of different things happening, and a lot of people are gonna be reaching over to the other brother beside them and asking them what they believe in, you know, and if they say something different, they're going to want to sit down and talk about it. And that unity factor, because we all we got. And our brothers and sisters are a little bit of everything. If it's Islam, Christianity, Pan-Africanism or whatever, we're in a little bit of everything. And that reaching across the board is going to be one of the highly talked about things, I think, going forward. And I think we're going to start seeing a lot more of that happening. Probably some arguments in the future that's going to be, you know. But we're definitely going to want to sit down one day and talk. I know it ain't going to come together to Christ. I get it. But I'm telling you, I'm thinking that we're going to see a lot more of that in a major way going forward. Because we got these leaders that's rising up. And we got these congregations and camps that are rising up, you know. And out of those camps and congregations, there's children, right? And out of these children, I'm thinking is going to rise up a certain brother or young lady that we going to see the fruits of this thing. You know, it's bound to come. And somebody's going to initiate that, you know, on a large scale to reach out and talk to them, you know, as that last type of efforts before destruction really, you know, hits us hard over here. So, because that's prophesied to happen also. All right, go ahead.
Yes, Sister Brother Michael, we're having a crisis worldwide. It's not only, you know, when you're talking about the camps, Israelites, it's through everyone. We having, you know, families, brothers against brothers, and you know, our youth, it's the mental crisis and everything that's going on in the world today, and how our leaders are leading the country, the kids are following suit. And so they're coming up with issues among each other. And when you're talking about, you know, current events and gun control, and it's throughout everyone. It's everyone. It's, you know, it's like every issue makes a problem for different, just for everyone, for different nations. And they got their own issues, but it's magnified so many times. But just during this time, it just seems like everyone is just so confused and so frustrated with life and with their way of life, and it's not like someone else's way of life, and it's creating havoc among the entire world, the entire country. We having our children shooting their peers because their lives are so, you know, so disrupted. And so, you know, I think we have to reach out to our youth. I think we have to be the one, the leaders, and look back and try to set the tone, because we may not can help those that's above us, that's the leaders that's in office now, that's, but the children that's coming up, we have to be that middle ground there to say, hold up. You know, hold up, that maybe let's give them something that they can think about that's different from what they see. I think it's going to be a mental challenge, but like you said, we are living in these times right now, and this is prophecy, right? So we can't stop what's happening. The only thing that we can do is be inclusive with the truth. I think Brother Ronald said it. You know, we can say all we're going to say. We can continue to say that, but it's Yah that's going to have to touch the hearts of men, right? You know, they're going to have to get the spirit within them. And the only way for them to get the spirit within them is for them to hear, is to hear people like us talking about it. Truth, right? Let's find truth.
That's right.
And when you find truth, you'll start standing on solid ground, and then you can kind of make better decision-making, because this is the time to start making the right decisions and not copying off of someone else. I mean, I'm just saying, this is it's crazy. I don't know, Brother Ron, but, you know, like you said, you know, we can just talk about it, and you tell them, and you just keep shouting from the mountaintop. You just keep saying it over and over again, because this is what the youth has to hear. Because the older ones, no matter if the truth can just slap them in the face, and they just choose not to recognize it. They see it, but they just choose to do it their way. And you can see this, and you can say, wow, you know, prophecy is just, you know, it's just really in our faces. We see it every day. But why others do not see that is beyond me. But as we was reading the scriptures, Brother Ronald, and we was talking about portions of how there are some, y'all give portions, you know, their earnest portion.
Yeah.
And I believe, like you say, he don't give us all everything. Some of us getting a little more. And I said, you know, it's portions. Because there are some, they're giving a little more than we some of us have.
Yeah.
But whatever measure.
Did you write that scripture, Don?
Yeah.
Did you write that scripture, Don? What scripture
was
that?
Yes, sir, I do. And I'm trying to think if that was either Proverbs 16:4, or was that Matthew 10:28? those are the ones that and then of course you had Genesis 35:18-19.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that yes sir, I'm definitely taking notes because we have to. We have to try to continue to learn in order for us to grow and for us to see things differently, you know, to see things differently. I know I was caught up in the same whirlwind as everyone else. Brother Micah, you was talking about, they was talking about the Democrats and stuff, and I think you was telling me earlier how they think the Democrats is, what is it that you said that something was going on with
evil.
Their, no, their mind or something?
Yeah, that they evil. Yeah, they want to tear down the country, you know, bring on the mark of the beast. They got an evil agenda is how they, you know, feel about it. Yeah, but I guess that's all, they all playing their part. The Most High is in control. He's setting everything in motion for them to fight amongst themselves, which going to lead to probably some bad decisions. And, we can see it as Israelites for seeing past arguments that the Most High is behind this and their empire is going to come, is going downhill. You know, and we're just sitting back waiting to run, you know, waiting to run. But where to, Sister Thayer? What are we running to?
Well, like we was talking about, you was talking about the different rituals, burials, funerals, and that type thing. And from what I gather, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how, you know, our lives end. As long as we were keeping his commandments and statutes and trusting in him and our spirit is right, then we just have to know that he's in control. And so it doesn't matter if we lose our lives in the midst of it all. The most important thing is for us to have our spirits right. And that we have been doing everything that we should have been doing prior to loss of life, the separation of the body and the spirit, because there's no choices. We don't have any more choices after that. We can't change. You know, we can't repent. We can't do, you know, start over. So, you see, this now is the time. Now is the time to start getting it right. Now is the time to wake up. And pay attention, you know. Yeah. So this is it. This is it. Writing is on the wall. It's in the news. It's everywhere. And people are still not listening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's,
but we also got to be careful of this, Sister Dale, because, you know, we don't know when things are going to transpire. It might not even be in our lifetime, you know.
And it may not. Exactly.
Yeah, and you got some brothers and sisters who kind of feel like it's right here. It's gonna be in our lifetime. It's right around the corner. You know, one false move and this thing is over. You know what I'm saying? And we're so close that it's.
But Brother Micah, do we need to be concerned about when it's gonna happen? Do we really need to be concerned about that, or is it we just need to be right?
Well, I mean, we do need to be right, but nobody wants
to
be
burnt
up.
Do we need to be concerned and worried about it's going to be, it's soon, it's going to happen this? We know it's going to happen, and so now it's the living your life out.
Yeah, go fishing, you know?
No. I didn't say go fishing, brother. I'm talking about we have to get into the word, right? We have to get these commandments. You know, I'm new to this, so I'm on fire and I'm ready to run with it.
Gotcha.
You know, so I'm talking about putting the rest of your life in order because we've been sinners. you know, and so we have to repent. Like you said, Brother Ronald, right? You said that earlier. I asked you once before.
Yeah.
What do you do? First thing you said, first of all, repent. I made a note of that. These are the things that we want our listeners to understand and hear. Right? What do I do from here?
Yes.
So I'm at the starting gate. I'm at the line right now. I done lived a lifetime, and now I'm here at this time in my life. So now I'm getting ready to run.
I hear you. I just wanted to kind of let you be aware that there are people who setting dates and times on when this is about to happen. This time next year, this is going to happen.
Yeah. Understood.
Yeah.
I'm just going to
do this, press the button here in a few months from now.
Okay,
all right? And we shouldn't do that, okay? So, therefore, okay, so I'm just saying that it might not be in our lifetime. It might not. There's wars and rumors of wars, all right? So, I mean, we just got to, you know, just keep listening and wait on those sirens to come on, I guess, you know.
Just living and teaching and telling everyone and waking everyone up. That's what we do, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, all that
hey,
religion.
Hey, Brother Malachi,
you know.
Still on? Hey, Brother.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
This line is open.
Yes, I'm still on.
What do you have to say about what we're talking about?
Well, you know, Yahweh Shai, whom the world called Jesus, he did say that in the last, he did say that there shall be, in this world, you shall have tribulation, which means trouble or troubles. So the scriptures, they prepare us for the troubles of the tribulations. They equipped us.
That's good. That's good.
So that when these troubles of the world happen, they don't cause us to faint or to lose heart or to lose faith. And it may not happen in our lifetime when he comes. So what do we do until he comes? Well, we occupy until he comes. And the scripture says, enjoy the fruit of your labor. You know, we view these troubles of the world as a sign of his coming. But the world view these troubles of the world as a sign of destruction and terror. They don't see them as like the prophecies said they are. They are, these things must take place, as I heard the sister say, before he come. And it's very important that the statement that was made that we understand that he may not come in our lifetime, because one day to the Most High is as 1,000 years. And 1,000 years to the Most High is as one day. And in this day and time, none of us lives 1,000 years. But one thing that we can be assured of is that we are definitely living in the last days. And let me say this. When did the last days begin? Well, the last days begin after the death, burial, and resurrection of Yahweh Shai. That's when the last days begun. It could not begin before he was crucified. But it begun right after he was crucified and resurrected. That's when the last days begin. Because the last days, they couldn't occur before he was crucified, because everyone who knew the prophecy was waiting for him to come. He had to come first. He had to be born, and he had to come and be crucified for the last days to begin. So we are definitely living in the last days. The apostles were living in the last days. And I believe it's been about, what, maybe 2,000 or 2,000 and some years since his crucifixion. So to the Most High, that's only like 2 days. To the Most High, that's only like 2 days. So it don't seem long to the Most High, but it seems long to us. Thank you.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's exactly right. That's exactly how we need to, you know, see it and look at it, you know. It just may not be in our lifetime, man. It could be thousands of years away, you know. But, you know, he told us the sign of Jonah. You know,
yes, sir.
The sign of Jonah be our sign, right? He was in the belly of that fish for 3 days, you know. So, I mean, that's something to put together. That means what? That automatically, they're saying we got another 1,000 years then if you was to look at it in that light. I don't know. Maybe not. I'm just saying. He was in that belly 3 days, but I know – he was probably talking about the crucifixion and the raising of Christ being in the grave for 3 days. You know, that's that time. However, I'm just saying, everybody's looking and searching. When is Christ coming? When is he coming? Is there anything in the scriptures that can point to 2022, 2023? You know, it's not quite there. It's just a lot of things are supposed to, you know, bad weather is supposed to hit us. Earthquakes. Then the rise of the Antichrist is supposed to go down. Is he here right now, y'all? The Antichrist here right now? There's a lot of things that are supposed to kind of take place. You know, Babylon is supposed to get destroyed. You know, Mystery Babylon.
Apostle Malachi can answer that.
Okay. All right.
Apostle. Can you answer that, Apostle?
Be careful, brother, before you volunteer for me to answer a question. But I will answer that question like this. According to 1 John, he said that you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. You can probably find that verse, Brother Ronald, Elder Ronald. In 1 John, where it says, you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. But 1 John says that, but there are many Antichrists that have come and gone out into the world.
Yeah. Right.
If you think about it, what does anti mean? Anti means against.
Yeah.
So Antichrist.
Opposite of. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
So anybody can be an Antichrist. Anybody that is against keeping his commandments is an Antichrist.
Yes. That's
right.
1 John chapter 2, verse 18.
Read it, brother.
It says, little children, it is the last time, and ye have heard that Antichrist shall come. Even now, there are many antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time.
So there are many anti, and our brother, Michael. You know, one thing that people see, people are so focused on his return, which is important, but I would tell people also that they need to be concerned about their souls, because how are you going to die? He may not come until another 1,000 years, but what about your salvation? Because he may not come tomorrow, but you may not even live to see tomorrow. Is your soul right?
And brother,
they need to be concerned about their soul.
Yeah, absolutely, right, brother. That reminds me of one of the scriptures that says, "Be anxious for nothing." So we can't just be anxious to find out this and that. That's the reason why, which I love that. I love that, and I just use that phrase and that script, that part of the script that says be anxious for nothing, because it lets me not be in such a hurry. It tells me to just kind of be still sometime and just take one step at a time. And so it can bog you down trying to worry about some things that we don't need to worry about when it's out of our control. But what's in our control is our own salvation.
That's right. Hallelujah.
That's in our control. And,
yes,
and
hallelujah.
So to me, it's good to know those things, but there's a time for everything. And so I just also want to just say that. Not to be so anxious to, you know, for this and that, and we know it's going to happen because he said it in his word. He said it, and that's enough for me to know. And so now I have to start making wise choices and making right decisions, you know. And I just wanted to say that, brother, which Brother Roland, I can't remember what scripture that was where he said to be anxious for nothing.
I believe that's the fourth chapter of Philippians. The fourth chapter of Philippians, where it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplications make your requests made known to Elohim."
Known. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
That, exactly. I love that.
Yeah.
It helped,
maybe
really helped me.
Yeah. That scripture in Philippians. It goes right there with Amos, I want to say. Amos chapter 5, verse 18.
Yeah, I was going to quote that one.
Uh-huh.
You want to read that
one? Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light. As if a man did flee from a lion and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand on the wall, and a serpent bit him. Shall not the day of the Lord be darkness and not light, even very dark, and no brightness in it?
All right.
Amen.
Yeah, so that
was in Amos there. Amos chapter 5 and 18.
18, okay.
It's not going to be a pretty day.
No, it's not going to be a pretty day, brother. Terrifying day, as a matter of fact. Terrifying.
Yeah.
And just think of all the brothers and sisters that make it through it, that make it through on the other side of it.
I think it's a prophet. I think it's a prophet that said that I'd rather be in the grave rather than to see this day. I forget the prophet that was, but I'm going to get up. He said, I'd rather be dead rather than see this day, the day of the Lord.
Oh, man, it's going to be bad. Yeah.
But I want to go to Matthew chapter 24.
All right. Before we go to Matthew 24, let me just say that there's going to be brothers and sisters that actually make it on the other side of it. And there's one scripture in Isaiah where they're going to be in the wilderness, you know, or in the garden is what it says, sanctifying and purifying themselves in the water. And they're going to be eating swine flesh. They made it to the other side of it. And then they die by Christ, you know. Not the first destruction. They made it through that part. But then they die face to face. And I want to say it's also in Matthew 24 that he's going to, where it's going to, another brother was like, "Lord, Lord, I didn't cast out demons in your name," and things like that. Is that Matthew 24? I think it is. I don't know. Let's go to what scripture, what you saying, brother? Matthew 24.
Matthew 24:35-36.
Okay, let me go to Matthew.
2:38, okay. Matthew 24:35
238.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. Read that. That's in red.
Okay. Oh, it's red letter, huh? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm at 27.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Chapter 25 right here.
24.
All right.
24.
Chapter 24.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. 24, what verse?
35.
35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Okay. But of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. You want me to keep reading?
Yeah, keep reading.
Okay. For as in the days that were before the flood, there were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered in the ark. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left. Okay. You want me to
stop
there?
You can start right there.
Okay.
Yeah, you can start
right
there. All right,
all right.
So nobody knows when Christ is coming back. But we are in those days when it says that as the days of Noah, we are in those days because it's wicked out here. It's very wicked. And if you have the Holy Spirit, you can feel those spirits, those evil spirits that's out here. God will let you. He will let you witness what's going on out here. You know, he'll give you a taste of it. You know, you see, he'll let you. See, that's real. You know what I'm saying? If you have the Holy Spirit, you know, you have to have the Holy Spirit to experience those things. You know. Okay. Finish.
Okay. All right, y'all. I like where this is going. I like this, y'all. Let's see here. To go back to my panel. All right, we got 22 minutes left, y'all. Let me play another song, and then after that song, we're going to start, you know, wrapping it up, all right? We're going downhill right now. So let me go ahead and put everybody on hold. All right, and let's play a little jam, okay? This jam right here, it kind of touched me, man. It's pretty heartfelt. It's pure. By Brother Hezekiah. Let's play this one here.
Yeah. I want to thank the Most High for taking the things of the world off of my shoulders.
Can you put some light on the phone right there real quick?
Yeah. Thank you, Father. Look, you made my desires pure. Yeah. You made my desires pure. Yeah. You made my desires pure. Yeah. You made my desires pure. I want wisdom, understanding, I don't want no Grammy. I wanna live a righteous life with a righteous family. I want a wife to love you more than she love me. Wanna show my people that they royalty. Wanna live by your commands, on your word we stand. I'd rather be touching scriptures than touching these bands. Them riches gon' profit nothing in a day of wrath. I was living in my mess, I had to take a bath. Creating me a clean heart, Abba made me pure. The things of the world, y'all, it's time to ignore. I want love, I want peace, I want everlasting life. Well done, my good and faithful servant, walking in that light. I'm on this narrow path, trying to save a soul. I want my people in Jerusalem, the days of hope. I
wanna give to the homeless, show him that he care. I wanna give the homeless hope, we almost out of here. Gave your example through your son and it's the only way. Ain't no pagans over here, we keep it holy days. I want my people stop the killing, we dropping the profits. I want us come back to the laws, it ain't no other option. Don't want no hate up in my heart, not over no doctrine. I want the fruits of the spirit, y'all could keep the nonsense. I had to renew my mind, I had to free my conscience. I had to confess my sins, I had to be honest. I want the Ruach HaKodesh to come into me. I only trust the Father, not the enemy. The Father word, he came and cleansed the enemy. I only want the spirit, so I'm killing me. The Father gave me righteous things that I desire. I wanna see the kingdom, not the lake of fire. I don't want no drugs, scriptures got me higher. If we come in up here, how we gon' be the highest?
My desires pure. You made 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 my desires pure.
I haven't seen, ears haven't heard, all that you had for me. Ears haven't heard all that you had for me. You made my desire.
Shoulders. You made my desires pure. With the things of this world, you made my desires pure. I wanna say thank you, Father. You made my desires pure. Getting that weight off our shoulders. Hallelujah.
Pure by Brother Hezekiah. All right, let me go ahead and speakerphone, open up my panel, and we can get right into it. We got 17 minutes left, and we can kind of give us a little spill, and then we just bring it to an end, y'all. All right, let me open up everybody's line.
Great. That was a great song. That was a really good song. And for those who are, you know, who are out there to try to put their voices out there and waking people up or what have you, it comes in all kind of different styles and ways. And, you know, y'all gives us all talents, and our talents are not the same because people receive things differently as well. And sometimes it's in the words of a writer, or because the writer of the song is not necessarily the one that sings the song or raps the song. It comes from a writer, and so those songs have meanings and behind them. But how we receive them encourages us to find that spirit that's inside of each and every one of us, that's touch our souls and make us curious and want to know. I was going to say, Brother Micah, and to I believe I heard Brother Malachi said Elder Ronald, and Apostle Malachi said that. And I wanted to say that some things come with just age. You know, you can't see things until it happens over and over again. and you can kind of see the you know, like every 20 years, you know, you can kind of see how generations kind of repeat themselves. And that only happens, and you only come into this wisdom, this knowledge. Well, not really. There are some young people that are very, very, very far beyond their times. But I'm just saying that for a lot of us, with age, you can kind of see the flow of life and of nature and how the world changes from one generation to the other. And, you know, until you sit down and take focus and look back on that, you know, you learn from that, and you want to go forward. I mean, you want to go in the future. You don't want to repeat the things that you've done in the past that was wrong. So, you know, we have a starting point, and I just want to say that this discussion today helps me see the past differently and how I can compare what's happening now to what happened before. And then, like I said, too, to go forward is to continue to study and be accountable and to learn and to keep the commandments and the statutes. And I just wanted to appreciate you, Brother Micah. Of course, I want to appreciate you and the other gentlemen who are lending their voices to the spirit of the Most High, because that's what's going out over the radio waves, is our voices. And that's what's going to enter into the hearts, and hopefully it's going to spark something for them to research and start trying to find out the truth. And I just wanted to say that's all I have to say for today, and I'll let you finish your discussion, brothers.
All right. Shalom, Sister Dale.
Shalom.
Thank you for that.
Shalom.
Thank you. All right. Brother Ronald, Apostle Malachi, anyone of y'all want to go next?
Thank you, we're coming to a close.
Okay.
Once again, another great conversation and edification. I enjoyed the edification, and you know, we just have to stay prepared, and you know, he do want us to enjoy life in the earth, enjoy the fruit of our labor, but he wants us to do it righteously, so we don't have to walk around, you know, stressful and things of that nature. We can enjoy life and live righteously. And as long as we're living righteously and being led by the Holy Spirit, whenever he comes, whether it's in our lifetime or in another lifetime, we will be ready as long as we're living righteously. Thank you.
All praises. All right. Brother Ronald?
Yes. I'm going out with a scripture in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, and it says,
hold on, let me read it for you, brother.
Okay.
Why not? All right, let's go to Revelation. He said chapter 12.
Yes, verse 11.
12 and 11. Okay. All right. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, yea, heavens, and yea, that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time.
Yeah, you start right there. Wow, that's powerful.
All
that's
right.
Powerful. So we overcome by our testimony unto the Lamb for what he done for us. You know, he died on the cross for our sins. You know, that's why Jesus said, if you love me, he said to deny yourself. You know, this walk is not about us. It's about touching other people, touching it. Because there's going to be a remnant that's going to be saved. You know, but the rest of the world is going to perish. Everybody's not going to make it. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Everybody's not going to make it to the kingdom. But there's going to be a remnant that's going to make it to the kingdom. And I want us to be a part of that remnant, part of that remnant. So in order to be a part of that remnant, we got to deny ourselves. And we got to love the brethren. You know, of course, we're going to have disagreements. And we're going to have disagreements on scripture sometimes. That's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? But that still shouldn't hinder our way to loving our brother. You know?
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. And that's all I'm saying. That's the only way we're going to make it.
Yeah.
Shalom.
Thank
shalom.
You. Shalom.
All right. Shalom, shalom. All praises. All praises. Okay. Man, we're wrapping, coming to a close on this episode, y'all. You know, it was an open topic. We kind of bounced around several different things. When we bounce around, when we kind of what I call drift, you know, I think it's meant to be that we do that. There's somebody somewhere is listening. We got brothers and sisters all over this world, man. I was looking at my... at these kind of stats of the show, and I see that there's other countries also tuning in by 5%. It's not very many, but however, there is some folks out there that are listening to the show. And if you ever get a chance to call in, those in Japan and South Korea, UK, Germany, please call that number. 563-999-3490. That's 563-999-3490. 5 p.m. Central Time in the Americas. All right. So if you ever get a chance, we see you. We see that you're tuning in, and we'd like to have you part of the show. All right. Okay, so in my conclusion, man, it's a privilege and an honor to, just have this little blog talk, man. I got Sister Thea, that's my mom, you know, and we're constantly meeting new people, you know, and running to Apostle Malachi, a well-learned seasoned brother with a congregation outside of Fort Worth, Forest Hill, Texas. And he'd be on Facebook Live, and he's on YouTube also, that you can catch him. And Lost Found Israelites, I believe, is the name of it, I believe. And so you can check him out on that and listen to that word, you know. And, I'm fortunate, man, and it's awesome. It's awesome just doing this. And so Mondays at 5, Thursdays at 5, and Sundays at 5:00. So we're wrapping up another show, and it's coming to an end, and I would like to play my jam, Everyday People. Why I chose that jam? I chose that jam when I first, just thinking of that outro jam I want to have for the show. It just kind of my little journey, you know, in getting to this point, you know, because I'm an everyday person that you'll see in any town and city in the Americas. And, and even I woke up, right? So I'm just hoping that something that's said on this show will wake up another brother, you know. And so that's why I kind of chose that song, because we all was lost in the sauce. But now that we're kind of, you know, becoming more conscious and aware and want to seek the Most High. And that's what it's all about, you know. So I want to end it with that jam, y'all. I'm going to put everybody on hold, and we're going to get right to it. Shalom, shalom. Until next time, y'all. All right. All right. Put everybody on hold. All right, here we go. Everyday People.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba But they seem to part of my nature's anatomy. Why, Lord, the brothers have to drill me.
Drill
and if I stop and hit the man, they'll have to kill me. Take the brother out for being rude.
Hey,
and like I said before,
before.
I was